Hello and welcome to the World of Webcraft Training Series Part 10, where we're discussing how to use ActionScript 3 and PHP, MySQL in conjunction all together to make some kind of social game online where the game remembers all the actions and alterations that your players would undergo. Okay? Now, in the last lesson, let me add a green arrow here because we completed going full screen. So now that we know how to allow the player to make the application full screen in their monitor, we're going to move along to world area creation and dragging the world around. That's what part 10 will cover. Okay, so here we are right where we left off in the last lesson after we allowed the toggle full screen button to work and everything like that. So that's where we left off in the last lesson, and what I've done is I've taken the home post office, the bank, and this little player, and I nested them all inside of a little movie clip, and I gave it an instance name of world. You see that? Instance name world. That's those four items there. These items, remember, those are in our static stuff layer, not in the world stuff layer. So when we allow people to drag some kind of world to show all sectors of it, you want those buttons to stay in place right there and not drag around. They want to always be in view for the user. So you just put it on a layer above the world, and you'll have no problems there, buddy. Okay, so let's double-click inside of this movie clip that we created. And if yours are still independent items, just select all of them together, right-click them, and convert them to symbol. Once it's a movie clip symbol, just give it an instance name of world, and me and you will be at the same exact point. Okay, now let's double-click this. We're inside of that movie clip now. And here is the layer. I'm going to add one thing to this layer. Now I'm going to draw the size of the big world that I want. I'm just going to use a rectangle, primitive. Let's see, you can see my rectangle is green and sitting at an X position of 0, Y position of 0. You can see the width and the height as well. I'm going to make mine double the width of my stage. You can see my stage was, let's see, I think it's 800. Let's make sure, 800 by 450. Okay, so I'm going to make it 1600 wide. I can just double click that and write in 1600, and this 900 high to be double the height. So now if I go to maybe 50%, you guys can see the whole thing. It's very, very big. Now you can highlight that and press Control Shift down arrow key, and it will sit bottommost inside this hierarchy of items on this layer. So you just put it to the bottom. Make it go to the back. Now, I'm just going to add some rectangles in here for cosmetics, just so when we go to drag it around, it's not one solid green flat rectangle with no texture on it, so we can't really see that it's moving around. So I'm just going to add some rectangles to make us aware of the space when we drag. Okay, so there's everything. I have a rectangle that is twice the size, height and width, of my stage area. So if I go back into the parent movie clip here, you'll see that this movie clip is sitting at 0x, 0y, has an instance name of world, and it has this big rectangle and all of the four items in there. And remember, inside where the character is and these objects here, which I can space these out a lot better now. There, something like that. But the code that operates this guy to move to those little things, I just stuck right there. And you guys already know that code. And that's really all that's going on inside of that. So let's double click here to go back to the parent timeline. And here we have the static stuff, which is the menu item and the toggle button. And then the world stuff, which is this guy. If you make it to where you can't see the world, you can clearly see that that world is twice the size, twice the dimensions. Okay? So now, here, I have the code in place already for dragging, and we also have the code in place for the toggle full screen button right here. So let me show you that now. And here is our full screen code, which we already put in place in the last lesson. And now we have the world drag code. And really what we do here is very simple. We set a rectangle boundaries. So it's like a rectangle object that's going to serve as a boundary. And what you do is you set the number of how far you want to allow them to drag to the right, and how far you want to allow them to drag the world down. And I don't want them to drag to the right or down at all, because you can see My movie clip is sitting at 0, 0, so I don't want them to drag this any more to the right than it is at this position. And I don't want them to drag it down anymore, because then they'll see black nothing behind there. So that's why I set 0, 0 there. And then 800, negative 800 and negative 450 is set because I want to allow them to drag it this way to reveal all of this side of the world. So I'll let them drag it this way, negative 850 pixels. And I want to also allow them to see the bottom section of the world, so I'll allow them to drag it up, which is negative 450. That's the max it can go. Okay? So that's what all these numbers mean. And you can also render these numbers dynamically by the size of the stage and objects or whatever like that. But I just kept it real easy by just putting in the straight numbers right in there, just so you guys had a really good grasp of what was going on. Then if you have the bounds rectangle, then you just add an event listener. Actually, you're going to add two event listeners. One is for the mouse down event, and that fires off a function called drag world. Then you have an event listener here. That's for the mouse up event. When the user lifts up on their mouse button, then they're going to drop the world, stop dragging it, basically. So that function fires off here, which is stop drag going on inside of that. You can see right there. It's pretty much self-explanatory the way this code works. These two event listeners fire off these two functions that you see here, drag world and drop world. Here is where we're starting drag, world.start drag. So once you fire off that start drag, you can add a couple of parameters to that. And the first parameter is false, and the second parameter is bounds rectangle. Add the bounds rectangle right here to the start drag function. Really, that's all there is to it. Okay, so now let's press F12 and render this out. Okay, so here we are back at the game, and the toggle full screen works, and that's all right. And now when I put my mouse anywhere and drag, you see what happens? Isn't that cool? And it still operates to where if you hit any of these, the little guy will go to that object still, even while you're dragging, actually. So we didn't lose any functionality there of the character walking around or enabling you to click these items within the world. Okay? So you can still interact with the items and drag it around. Yeah, let me toggle full screen down. You can see that it goes just to the edge and to the bottom edge and no further. Okay? And just to that bottom edge, and then it goes all the way back up to the top. The menu's in place for changing character appearance, blah, 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 blah. Very nice. Alright, so that's how you can allow the user to drag the world around if you happen to have a very big world and you want them to see all sectors of it. Alright, I'll see you very soon.